Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Thank you, everyone. Wow. Been a bit on running around at the Apple, and I appreciate all y'all for listening in. This is Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. I'm glad you're all listening in. Got a lot of several things happening. This is going to be an exciting month coming up. A lot of activities, plus I got some special guests coming on in this month, too. First of all, I have the several announcements to make for some special upcoming events. For those in the Los Angeles or Ventura counties in this coming next couple weeks, first of all, I'm having a special limited time engagement where I'll be doing a book signing event for all three of my books on March 17th, Saturday between 1 and 4 p.m., I'll be doing signing all three books, When the Angels Have Risen, The Heretic Spirit, and I'll be doing that at Psychic Eye Bookstore at 13435 Ventura Boulevard at Sherman Oaks, California, 91423. Phone number there is 818-906-8263. Again, that is a week from this Saturday. That's on March 17th. I guess that's St. Patty's Day, so I better wear green, shouldn't I? And that will be a special signing event. Like I said, it's for all three of my books. When the Angels Have Risen, which you can all check that out. It's on my websites. You can go to MrIncognito.com. I have links on there as well on my present site. Also, Heretic and Spirit. But there are direct links to each of the three books. Do check them out. And please come on down and see me when you're at Psychic Eye Bookstore on next Saturday on the 17th. And on the following weekend, I'm honored to be at the Word Festival, on March 24th in Ojai. I'll be doing a speaking engagement again on that Saturday, and I will be there from 1 to 1:30. I know I had 12, they moved me up. Well, it's fine by me, it gives me a better chance to get up there. It's again 1 to 1:30. Only a half an hour, so you better be on time. From March 24th, and I will have Spirit. They will have my book Spirit there for signing events and purchasing. That again is March 24th, the following Saturday between 1 and 3. I will be speaking. They've asked me to speak about Kabbalah, the essence, and I will be talking about the Merkabah very briefly. And you, what is it really? I mean, you may have wondered or heard of it and wondered what really it is. And you probably may have wondered who you are really or why are we all here really. What is our universe really? And why do all these events keep on coming around over and over again? Life is how it is really. And who and why have I encountered or you encountered these relationships or relationships? And why and what and how come. It's really simple. It's called Kabbalah in essence, and I will explain and discuss the very essence of Kabbalah with its spiritual concepts in relation to the soul, the universe, thoughts, healing, guides, karma, tikkun, chet, life and death, dreams, out of body, Merkava, numbers, reincarnation, with the path of Kabbalah, including creating, manifesting, along with its practical way to develop one's healing toward a greater worth and great self-worth with a greater understanding of the infinite universe and the universe love, joy, utilizing God's love, unconditional love, of course. And that is the infinity, which is infinitely abound, which is will transcend from individual to all humanity. At this event, I will be doing also, like I said, doing signing some books. This will happen at the Word Festival. Again, I'm only there from 1 to 1:30, so be there or be not there, but hopefully I get to check you out. It's out in Ojai, pretty little town. I've been asked to do this event at the Soul Center, Soul Centered is located at 311 North Montgomery, Ojai, California, 93023. Again, that's 311 North Montgomery, Ojai, California, 93023. At Soul Centered, number there is 805-640-8222. Hopefully I'll see you all there. And that will be really a lot of fun. It's going to be a little bit different. So should be pretty cool. Do come out, not just to see me, but there's going to be lots of things happening at Work Fest all throughout that weekend. Another thing, I have several guests lined up for this coming month. But one tentative, I haven't spilled that one on. I probably won't announce it yet. Sort of stupid. I'm asking, about to say it, and then I go, wait, you're about to tell somebody that's not going to be there, then why are you telling us? But there are two special guests coming out lining up for next week's show. First guest on March 16th, this week from today, of course. I will have a very, 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 very special guest. Her name is Brigitte Razin. She is author of the very well-known book called The Mayan Calendar Portal. And her newly released book, which is really fascinating, it is called The Serpent and the Jaguar. And it encompasses the Mayan calendar and in astrology. She's an expert on the Mayan calendar as well as Mayan astrology, which is really quite fascinating. So, mark your calendar. It is next week, March 16th. Brigitte Razin. You'll definitely want to hear her, especially everybody's always talking about the Mayan calendar. And then, for the following weekend, I'm pleased to have once again on my show, it's been a couple of, missed two quarters already, my very, very, very special guest, internationally well-known astrologist and intuitive, Carrie Fezza. She's coming back on my show to give us her analysis for the upcoming 3 months for this coming solstice. And if you do, please do check out her website at zodiacbuzz.com. That's Zodiac, Z-O-D-A-C, sorry, Buzz, like B-U-Z-Z. Do check her out, and that's the following weekend on March 23rd. So that would be pretty good, and I may have another guest, like I said, tentative. See how it's, whether it's this month or April when I get that person on, but it's another very special guest. That one's going to be about getting into some science and stuff. Now, I'm bringing up something. I did a show when, I think it was back in 2009, and I talked about the fishbowl effect. And ironically, when I was doing that show, because it was during a transition after a move, that I felt sounded like a damn I was in a fishbowl. I was doing it due to technical difficulties. I felt it was imperative to me to do this same thing, so I may be... You may sound this is like regurgitating same information for those who've heard that show back several years ago, but I am going to reemphasize the same qualities plus elaborations on more current things and how the way looking at those things. And that takes place with the fishbowl effect I normally call. Humanity at large, in fact, has created a fishbowl effect. This effect transcends from not just the macro humanity, the illusion of a city life or whatever, our illusion of our civilizations and separation from the world and everything else, but this transcends even to the individual. So people often live in their little fishbowls with their own mini perspectives and think that's the reality of things. And it is often, in fact, a total illusion of the fact. Because we constantly recreate and manifest what we think is the reality is not the truth. It's the reality of what you believe it is because you've made up a game to assume that it's a reality. And by living in it and playing the game of that illusion, you often get caught up in the illusion that it is illusion, and yet it's really just a game. It's like, you know, if you have a bunch of kids and you see about four kids playing Monopoly, right? And you're looking at them. And they're all intently in the game, playing that game of a Monopoly. Well, you all know that it's just a game they're playing, and it's just make-believe, right? Or little kids playing this make-believe game. Well, that's us. If you step back and look at how we are both individually doing our way we are living our lives, as well as our civilizations, it is like we're really living in an illusion of a game. And I'm going to transcend and get into more of this, but we have been examples of our fishbowls of illusion. And when the universe sort of smacks us in the face, we're suddenly saddened or disillusioned as why, how come, why me, and why us, and da 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 da. Because we often consistently believe that the fishbowl is really real when it is shattered and in fact an illusion. It's like finally waking up. That's part of waking up. It's waking up to the fact that become aware that these things are an illusion. Some people continue, they'll say they're awakened, yet they continue the same illusional facts, so they really haven't woken up, and I've explained that before in many shows. I've had people I talk to on Facebook, and they'll be attacking this person, that, and that group, this group, anti this, pro that. And what happens when they're doing that, they're playing that game, so they're not, in fact, in reality. They are, in fact, going, they're in fact, being part of the same illusionary game. One emphasis is a pretty good example of our fishbowl effect, which is just transparent. I just mentioned Monopoly. And Monopoly, it's sort of funny, that game was created out originally as an illusion. I have to close the door. Outside interference noise there. But most people, if you look into what the monetary system, it really is like a game. I mean, we don't have monopoly money, we print it, but in fact, it has no real worth. Yet, it is based upon fractionalized lending 10 to 1 on make believe. You know, like what they do is the Federal Reserve, for example, lends money. Where does it come from? They print it, they make it up as a digital input. It has no backing at all, period. Nobody sees how it's made, how it's controlled, only them, for example. Then when it's lent out to other banks and to the government, they have to pay a interest, which is basically an illusion of a real interest, because there's no such, another made-up game here, another made-up rule. And then they can also lend that money to other banks, and then the banks themselves, based upon that, let's say they get $1,000. Now, based upon every $1,000 of that make-believe currency, they can lend 10 to 1 on top of that. So that also includes yourself. When you put make-believe money, your currency, because they're really actually just loans, they're not really money that you're putting in there, it's made up, fictionalized. So it's basically creating more of the illusion of the fishbowl. Now, I just told you about the monopoly money. Suppose a society, extraterrestrials are watching us and looking at how we play our financial picture, for example. They'd be looking at us like a bunch of kids playing a game of monopoly, or playing like an illusion. In fact, it's sort of silly, if you see what I mean. Now, we have called ourselves civilized. We call ourselves civilized or civilizations, but in fact, we're not. How much civilized have we become? I mean, I think that we've grown, but we're not civilized. Far from that. In fact, we still believe in these borders. We believe in the inventions of lies. We believe in this illusion that we're sort of somehow separated. We make weapons and things like that to kill other people because of not just resources, but make-believe borders and make-believe whose God is better than my God kind of thing as well. We still fight over illusionary things called money. So, I mean, I can go on and on and on. I will be giving multiple examples in the latter part of my show or throughout my show. We live in a fishbowl, and that is a fact. We live outside the harmony of the universe, outside the harmony of Earth, and outside the harmony of nature. That is a fact. That is our problem. We live in a damn fishbowl. This is why when we're struck down by a tornado or tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever supernatural things or colds and, you know, whatever from nature, we're often shocked into the reality of what we really are. And then we get all disillusioned, like, oh my God, why me? Or it's done in between ourselves, you know. So the bottom line is we're living in a fishbowl because we haven't embraced the reality that we are, in fact, part of human, part of the nature, part of Earth, part of the universe. In fact, we come to the conclusion in reality that we're all connected to all what I aforementioned plus ourselves. Then we get the reality of the things and not live in an illusionary fishbowl. The fishbowl is, in a sense, very much a divided issue. It's much as divided divisiveness, creating a division, an idea of separation. The fishbowl effects allows you to hate somebody else, or hate, and the hate is just experiencing a negative disconnect of other things. What is love? Love is opposite. Love is feeling the connection of things, whether a connection of another person, another thing. Hate is trying to create a disconnect of somebody else. It is out of a delusionary process and an illusionary process that hate is manifested. It does not have reality in the universe. Just as suffering actually has no reality in the universe. Your perspective of suffering is just your perspective alone. The universe doesn't matter. You're just, and in reality, you're just a bunch of molecules and energy. You're matter and energy. You're air. Your soul energy. So when you're in it, that has a direction of suffering. That suffering is out of your perspective, and that's a relationship to your karmic events, which I've had talked, spoke with before, and those karmic events are subject to your ego. That's why we have suffering, our ego. It's an out of our ego, is out of our own perspective, which I've spoken before in many past shows, but right now I'm talking about the fishbowl effect. So, not to get off tangent, like someone briefly said, tangent. the fishbowl allows you to hate and feel disconnected and disillusioned. The fishbowl only recreates the same old again. Same old karma, same old relations, same old situations, same old things and jobs, same situation, blah, blah, blah. It's like damn merry-go-round. People go round and round and round. I hear constantly over and over readings and consultations with people, and I hear the same scenario. And then I tell somebody, you know what? You're living in a karma circle. The things, issues that you're going through are the same that's been going for, you know, over and over in your, amongst yourselves in a family, for example, from lifetime to lifetime. And families are very much a tight karmic consequence. All families are very tied together karmically. That's why you are meeting your brother and your sister and your mom and your dad, is because you have a tight affinity karmic that needs to be dealt with, that has not been dealt with in a positive aspect. Anyway, now you're probably wondering why. Why do I have this damn? Why are we living in a fishbowl? Well, think about it. Why is it really obvious? I sort of hinted to why, but if you step out and realize what it is, it's also the first step to the reality, and you feel the deep connectedness to everything. And this is what is meant by one God, one with everything. That is the come to the realization of what the fishbowl effect is and what you can do regards to it. So how do you, what do you do? I mean, why are we living in a fishbowl? And hell, you know, we're all living in a fishbowl, aren't we? Now, if we're living in a fishbowl effect, we're living because that effect increase is the idea of separation amongst ourselves. This is, and when we do that, this is what I mentioned before in past shows. We simply live like ourselves, like in other people. We live like a cancer cell or cancer cells within our society and within the universe because of that disconnect, that separation feeling. What happens is cancer cells in a body, it feels a disconnect of the rest of the body. It starts to do what it feels on its own. And this is what happens in the fishbowl effect. And this is what happens in the world of why humanity is sort of like a boil on the ass of Earth sometimes. And then people get freaked out when the universe goes, okay, we're going to wipe out humanity here or there, here and there. I mean, Earth will always survive with or without humanity. Humanity will not destroy Earth. Sorry, buddy. When Earth is destroyed, it will always survive. The fact is, mankind will get wiped out. And Earth will continue on. It will evolve into another thing. But Earth will evolve and become another thing. It will survive. So again, what is the fishbowl? I have often told many who have I consulted that one of the first forms, first methods, is to that we need to initiate is to step away from our fishbowl and visually see ourselves to who we are. And the situation, this gives you the real reality of what the fishbowl effect is. And you also come in an understanding of why. Why are we in this situation? Why are we in the fishbowl? And because most of including myself are drawn back into thinking of the fishbowl, that it's somehow real, we mislose ourselves thinking that that we don't recognize it for what it is. It's just nothing but a damn illusion. I mean, we get caught up in our fishbowls through our trivia, through our money, through our jobs, our relationships. All these are nothing more than a fishbowl effects. Think about it. The trivia, the minute stupid things that people fight over or get upset about. Really ridiculous, retarded things. I mean, if you think about it, people, I wonder why she did this and that. And if you step back and go, are you freaking for real? Is it really that important? No. It's retarded. And we get caught up in these stupid, frivolous things. These damn trivia, stupid. Think about all the little arguments people fight over. It's part of the fish. We basically crap in our own water. And then get caught up in the crap. And this includes money, jobs, relationships. Over stupid things. Because we think and we live by notion that the fishbowl in fact is reality when in fact it is ridiculously a ridiculous illusion. Now, you know, you think about what you're doing in your job, for example. Why are you doing it? You do it in reality to put food on your table. Hopefully you enjoy what you're doing because it keeps you busy and you enjoy what you're doing because it's sort of like a challenge, whatever it is, your job. But oftentimes we look beyond, we get caught up in our jobs that we're doing that is so important because it is in fact what puts food on the table, the reality of that. You receive money to pay for this food, right? And then who pays you? Someone who gets paid by somebody else. And what is this source of money? What did I say? An illusion. We use a method of currency and economy. Our economy literally is, in fact, a manifested fishbowl. It is a made-up game. And we live by a made-up game. It is not the reality of the universe. Yet we tend to make it our reality, and it in fact isn't. Of course, you need food to eat, right? If you lived on an island and had self-support and you had your own food, would you need an outside bank to get loans? You'd use the money to buy things as a trade, as things that you need. What did they do before they had money? They had They did barter. They traded things. Unfortunately, we've turned from a trade bartering resource, societies, civilizations. We use money as a basis for trade originally because they had worth for ourselves. Let's say it was gold or whatever. But then we transcended from that gold into an illusionary thing, even worse, making up saying that something is nothing, but it's worth something. And why did we have gold and silver? You can say that's illusion too. In reality, to some extent, in fact, it is. We place a worth on something that doesn't give us, do anything for us. It's only out of its rarity that we gave it worth. And that is in our own mind, in our own established fishbowl of that. So anyway, let's get back to money. It's just printed, and then what? We fall into and play the game, right? And the game we pretend to be is real, and is what? Not real. And then we often get depressed, and you wonder why I'm also depressed, because I didn't get any money, I need money, because now we're falling the illusion of needing that money. Why? Because of what things it will get. And those things that we need become our illusion, which become our illusionary desires of things. We need to feed and clothe yourself and all that stuff, right? But think of the process that we're doing, about what we're doing. We've actually manifested our own fishbowl process, which has become an illusional way of getting our substance. Before there was this, you would be having your own farm. I'm not saying that we need to go back to a feudal system or anything like that, God forbid. But just basically a farm system. But before there was this, people used to grow their own food, their own cattle, blah, blah, blah. So they were self-supporting themselves. As we congregated into cities, into towns, which was fine, we had to have a process where to now feed these people and clothe them, blah, blah, blah. But now they were producing from what? To buy the food, another process. Unfortunately, we've created out of that process fishbowl effects. Over on top of over, so they get so diluted. We don't know one fishbowl to another. It's like over years. So y'all wonder why you get depressed? Why after years and years of working at a make-believe job that was suddenly created to sustain your fishbowl effect, you're suddenly disappointed and depressed? Because you've come to the realization that what it really is. It's not you. You're not your job. You are not your job. Oh, you're the doctor we put into our society. Oh, you're a lawyer. Oh, you're a doctor. You're an actor. You're a musician. You're this or that. They make the job is you, and that's not you. In reality, that is not you. That's placing you as a figure in a game. And a game is an illusion. It is part of the fishbowl. It ain't reality. If you're a musician, a rock and roller, or doctor, or lawyer, and a meteor came down and hit you where you lived, does it go, oops, wait, you can't touch him, because this game, we need that little lawyer, or we need that doctor. When you die, what happens? You die the same. Your blood disintegrates into the soil. You're nothing but molecules and air made up of water, 99%, but in reality, you're just air. The same. Do you have a bigger soul than your next person, or you have the same soul? You have the same soul. One might be vibrating at a higher frequency than another. Well, that's based upon where you how well you've elevated yourself and come to the realization of your connected force within the universe. That's clicking. As you click further and faster, you have a higher perspective and understanding and ascertain what in the realities of our universe is. It's like having more clicks per second. You're able to understand in the clicks because there's billions upon clicks per second in just this dimension, but there's actually infinite amount of clicks in reality because there's infinite amount of universes. It's called like the multi-universes, they call it. When you step back, by the way, and you realize the fishbowl effect for what it is, you become to realize the attachment of this illusion that has been created with a and you become realize what it really is. Then you perhaps come to the realization and you can dissolve this attachment. I've mentioned the attachments before, but this is what it is. It becomes the attachment. The fishbowl effect, in effect, becomes an attachment. We have often come to live in this fishbowl, but the more people come to the truth of themselves, the more the humanity has become more civilized and moved toward like a Buddha-like direction. We, as a society, have moved in the right direction, and then we dissolve and move away from the fishbowl effect. So what is the fishbowl effect, and how has this affected you and why? Is life all about you? Do you live in a bubble where all concerns are just what immediately affects you, even on a daily basis? Is life to you only your job, your business, your career, your family, your friends, the immediate trivia of the drama that surrounds you? Is this what is important to you? The reality is you're living in both a spiritual and physical fishbowl. Most are. And I do simply understand how many do indeed have their issues from their day-to-day problems, more correctly, issues. Mothers taking care of their kids, fathers doing probably the same. These are very important. These worries of the day are subjected to the fishbowl. There is a world or a fishbowl within your own car, the world within your cubicle, the fishbowl perhaps in your work. Even if you work or are involved in activity of others, there's perhaps a assumption or a feeling of separation, of a disconnect, which is actually by the fishbowl effect. And to a greater extent, this extends from individual to individual. We see things in our eyes and hear things, and we assume that is the reality with our eyes and ears. Thus, we assume those within our minds. And still, that is not the reality. We've allowed our minds to become part of the fishbowl. And still, even many have in these particular times, understandably, their money and concerns and jobs and bill and paying their mortgages, their rent, their gas, their food, and so on, setting a plethora of daily worries that in this process, this realm, have created illusionary worries of separation. How many out there are really real listeners? Do you, while listening, think of what you're about to say, or are you really listening to them? Do you listen before you speak, or you're thinking about what you're going to say to the person before you're actually going to say it? Like when somebody's talking to you, are you thinking about what you're going to respond to while they're telling you something? I mean, I can raise my hand, I've done that. This is part of what happens in the fishbowl effect. Do you get yourself caught off the person who is speaking to you only to have asked a question? Do you live in a bubble? Do you say and tell others to do one thing like some politician or blogger only be doing or having done the same thing? Are you looking through a glass house being hypocritical? Do you live in your fishbowl? Do you know what is happening around the world? Does it concern you? Or are you more concerned with what happens within your little fishbowl? Do you think what happens perhaps in Iran or Uganda or wherever, that doesn't affect you? Do you think by living in your own illusionary fishbowl, if you don't hear about it, it's not affecting you? How about our environment, keeping with Earth? Is this not within your fishbowl? How about the energy? If you like to live in a fishbowl, then I guess you're very happy to be dictated about energy, right? You don't mind when gas goes up and things cost more, part of the illusionary fishbowl effect, playing that Monopoly game. Do you know we have the ability, by the way, independently have implement free energy? Yeah. It's called the Searle effect, for example, electromagnetic energy. And do you feel powerless because that's what you're told? Powerless? I think not. Do you live at others' beck and call within their fishbowl? with their fishbowl that they have created for you. Many seem to be blind themselves to the obvious, while others, we are always obvious. We are always, and we always will be, a part of humanity amongst ourselves, connected to each other. Or do we blind ourselves to the fact that humanity has been living in a merry-go-round over and over, the same karma circle over and around again, never ending, the same old bullshit, swimming over and over, same old karma, never ends? Why don't we see and understand that every one of us affects other, affect in one shape or form our environment, even with our actions or even with our very thoughts? There are many who work their jobs and think that's all that matters in their life. There are those who, after work, will suck up that beer, smoke that bong, play a video game, or do some sort of form of imaginary escapism within their own imaginary fishbowl, and that's all that's important to them. There are many who feel powerless, having very low self-esteem, feeling secluded within their fishbowl, because that's the ultimate what happens in the fishbowl. You're lulling yourself of separation. The cancer cell has been pulled away from thinking that it's not part of the body, therefore it gets separated completely and cut off. There will be many who, in the illusion of power, will manifest and manipulate you in the illusion that you must live in the fishbowl, that the fishbowl is your reality. If you take an aquarium, for example, and you have several fish, and you place within the aquarium a divider, let's say a plexiglass, keeping the little fishies on one side, and the fish will not go across because they're going to sink to see there's a divider, right? Now you remove this divider, and what happens? The little fish will assume that there's still a divider there. And we all know what happens when we assume. They assume that there still is a divider, and in their minds, they still think there's a divider. The same thing is what's done to humanity, only there was never a divider in the first place. They've assumed it from the very get-go. You were taught and taught and taught and taught and taught and taught from generation to generation. Your parents have told you a bunch of cockamamie crap. Your clerics, same crap. Your authorities, the same crap. Politicians, same crap. People who you think are all almighty, people who you thought was so divine, prophets, whatever, have taught you to think of in a view of separation. Taught you to live in a damn fishbowl. Even the point to some discipline. They'll use points of using lies and deceit and manipulation and guilt and fear to conjure this illusionary world that is non-existent. It has been created in your own mind and basically is called the invention of a lie. They'll hold a book, whether it's the Quran or Bible or Torah or Bhagavad Gita or Mormon book or whatever, blah, 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 throw it in the trash. It is nothing, means nothing in reality. Nothing. Zero. Illusion. Crapola. God is everything. God is everything beyond any words even I'm discussing. We're all connected. All the other stuff is illusionary fishbowls. Nonsense, trivia, bullcrap, BS. People get all upset when a book is burned and they kill another person. Think of the effect the fishbowl effect has caused. Though, on a higher, in your higher self, who you really are, know that this fishbowl is a lie. When you come to the realization of the fact that this is nonsense, is bullcrap, the illusion that in reality that this is just a manipulator is making, when you realize what the God divineness within all of us, how we're solely connected, whether it's Allah, Tao, or God, or whatever name you wish to stamp on, what we in fact really are, instead of making up an invention of lie, of separation, of an illusion, or a Father, Son, Holy Ghost, making a separation, that is a lie, an illusion. Making feeling there's a devil or goodbye and a bad God and this. Illusion. An illusion. Part of the fishbowl effect. This is a lie that's been taught to you from generation to generation, embedded into your matrix, thinking this is a reality when in fact it isn't. The clerics, the priests, the ministers, the rabbis, the mullahs have lied to you, making you feel that you must live in this fishbowl. The clerics have manipulated you into thinking that life is nothing but a fishbowl. Yet in reality, it's an illusion. There is no such thing. Their fishbowl have told you to fear God, to submit. This is the only one salvation, my way or the highway. It was their way to control you, make you the monkey. You're a monkey to them. They have used fear to scare you within these illusions of this fictitious fishbowl. They have divided you from the real truth of what God is in you within divine. If you ever hear the words of even Jesus, it says within yourself, you'll find, whether it is from the Tao or from Kabbalah, or any of the very true essence within all dogmas, which there are truths within these dogmas. The truths are that we are all connected to all things, and the finding connection is found within yourself, your true self. Your true self, the God within you, is all about you. You do not find it from outside, it is within you. They have made you to feel separated from listening to God, that you need some intermediary, somebody to explain them. But God has always been connected within you and always have been with you and with the universe. So think of it. They have separated you from listening to God and the universe so that you feel that you're all alone. They have lied to you and scared you by the lies of illusion that there's a Hades or a hell. They have told you that he died for your sins, that you were born with sin. Lies. They keep you in the illusion that there is actually a fishbowl. Now, these folks will call me a heretic, the Antichrist. They'll just throw out names. Why? Because I'm telling you the truth, the reality. Because they live by way of this illusionary lie. They'll call me the heretic, yet who is the heretic in the universe? Why? They may call me the heretic, yet it is within all divine awareness that hell has always existed. They have placed a fear of it, a guilt with even considering it. They will use the voice of Satan to scare you. They'll say it's the Satan to manipulate. The funny thing is, though, that when it is they who have thousands of years have been of their own satanic cult to manipulate you with fear and guilt from the very essence, the reality of what God really is, where God lies within you. They have separated from you. So who is the devil? Who is the satanic cult? Who has created the separation? That is the ungodliness. That is the satanic. They have separated with you within the fishbowl effect to keep you in line, to manipulate you, to make you the little fish in the bowl to do what they desire, because they too live in the fishbowl. They live within their illusion to manifest illusion upon illusion. This fishbowl has only brought one thing, filth of the fishbowl. Your soul, your physical force has been tricked by these misers. I say to you, look, open your hearts, listen. God and the universe is speaking. It just you're not listening because you think you live in a fishbowl. They will call me, of course, like I said, the Antichrist. But here's what it says, Jesus said in the book of Thomas, verse 70. If you bring forth what is within you, what you have will save you. If you do not bring it forth, what you do not have within you will kill you. A past guest had said that this is the ancient code. Yes, it is. Now perhaps maybe others will call fatwa on me, and yet Allah is indeed all. That includes us, our souls. Allah is not the Quran. Allah is you and the universe. Allah is a guiding light that is held within you if you listen. It's not by sticking your forehead to the ground or touching a black rock in some city. That's not Allah. Allah is within you. It's not outside you. It is within you, and you're connected. That is Allah. Allah is not fear or hate or division. Allah is not submitting to something or out of fear or violence. Allah is great because Allah is you. Allah does not make you a dog to be whipped by a cane. Allah does not make you think that you're above a woman or a woman is less than you. Allah does not hate. Allah is love. So why make your sister, your daughter, your mother the beaten bitch dog? She's not less than you and she never was. She bore you and gave you life. She fed you from the day she bore you, from the minute you gave the first breath came out of you. Allah was within all of us and not created into a he or a she or an illusion to keep you in a fishbowl. You, we, the world, the universe, we are all Allah. Allah is great, Allah Akbar. You will all know deep inside you the love of God in the universe that speaks within your heart. Your soul is the very essence and the very truth of your soul. That is you. That is God. That is Allah. That is Tao. Tao is the way, and that's all it means. Kabbalah is to receive the receiving. What is the receiving? Receiving the way. We're being receptive to the universe. But what I speak now is what the governments have constantly projected upon you as well. Governments of present and past have placed their illusionary of games of these fishbowl effects. I've heard from over and over again, you'll hear it today with the elections, liberals versus neocons, liberals versus conservatives, conservatives versus liberals, Republicans versus Democrats, vice versa, pro-Israel, anti-Israel, pro-Zionist, anti-Zionist, pro-Jew versus Arab, Arab versus Jew, Muslim versus Christian, Muslim versus Buddhist, and so on and so on. What is that? Symptoms of the fishbowl illusion. Division is the illusion of fishbowl. But getting to an audition is another aspect. Oh, I have to get to this audition, the show, the 9-to-5 thing. Simple trivia things. The minute thing. These little things in reality are meaningless. I know they're so trying. I have to be on the time. Blah, 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 blah. Bam, killed. Car accident. Did you make it on time? Didn't matter, did it? Got killed on the car on the 405. Does it really matter? Did you get the job? Oh, I'm out on the set doing a show. I'm John Ritter. I have a heart attack. I die on the set. Did it really matter? Get it? I can be really cold. Tornadoes lift in, wipe out a whole town. Poor me. I just built another town. I'll go build another trailer in the same place over and over and over again. And still live in with the mentality of separation from the universe, from the earth. It's giving out of the suffering gives us opportunity to show our connection. 9/11, Japan, all these were given to us opportunities. Out of the suffering gives us opportunities as humanity at large to connect to one another in the reality of what we have true senses, what we truly are. It gives us the opportunity to connect. The true harmony, feel the harmony within our societies. The harmony is the harmony between reality, consciousness of what we are. We have always been connected to the universe. When we see things in the fishbowl, we feel disconnected and thus the illusion, and therefore receive out of the illusion, we produce out of our own ego, out of the fishbowl, suffering, which creates more karma, more suffering. More of the delusion over and over and over again. And it can be even done by our thoughts. It's the way you think even. Thoughts are things, like my great teacher said, Janae Sinclair. It always starts even within your thoughts. You have to change your tape thoughts. Tape thoughts that embellish your spiritual matrix. Your thoughts, remember, are manifesting things, making things happen. Take time for a second and smell the roses. Well, it's about the reality of your universe that you have seemed to have forgotten thousands upon thousands of years. And here's a moment of time to re-look and re-envision and re-see the realities. When you get a sick or a cold or laid up in bed, it is the opportunity, universe, getting you back on track to realization of who you are in your spiritual context. that suffering that you're lying in bed is pushing you to the reality of what you really are, getting you out of the fishbowl effect. It's time to realize who and what you really are. It's time to realize we are all in the universe in a grand sea of souls and elements infinitely connected. So who is in the fishbowl? Pink Floyd. This is a cool song. I like Pink Floyd. Of course, one of their group members has an issue. Doesn't like walk the talk, as they say. But here's a song I really like. It's called Wish You Were Here, and it relates to some of the things. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from the pain. Sorry, I'm not trying to sing because I have a bad voice when I sing. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cold breeze, cold comfort for a change. Did you exchange a walk on a part in the war for a lead in row in a cage? How I wish you were here. We're just two souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year, running over the same old. What have we found? The same old fears. Wish you were here. Two souls swimming in a fishbowl or living in a fishbowl. Pink Floyd, Now, that's not what I'm just talking about. That's what I'm explaining. And yet, I'll put it, we're just two lost souls in this fishbowl, swimming in an illusion of a fishbowl year after year. Just all the same, running all over the same old ground, same old bullshit over and over again. What have we found? The same old fear, the same old lie, the same old religion, same old politics, same old game, same old hate, same old division. And the angels say, I wish you were here. So don't live in the fishbowl. Or at least try not to. Step out for a moment. At least for a moment. That's the first step. I want to thank you for all listening. Again, I have my next show coming up next week. I do check. Definitely, you got it. Here are my next guests. It'll be very enlightening. I'm in the middle of her book right now, Brigitte Rosin, and a very interesting book called The Serpent and the Jaguar. Of course, that's like next week. To check it out, 11 a.m. Pacific, or catch it on the archives later. And of course, for the reiterate, my upcoming events next Saturday, not this tomorrow, but the Saturday after next, I will have a special book signing event in Los Angeles area, if you're all around the LA area at that time, to come down. I'll be there from 1 to 4 p.m. Not a second sooner, not a second later. So do come down. If you just want to say hello, blah, 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 shoot the breeze. I'll also have those three books there for signing. It is at Psychic Eye Bookstore at 13435 Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks, California, 91423, and their phone number there is 818-906-8263. Do come down, like I said. The cross street is Ventura and Woodman. It is just east of Woodman. The following Saturday, March 24th, 2012, Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m., I will again be having a speech engagement speaking about Kabbalah, the essence, the Merkava you. And I'll be doing that, of course, at the renowned, I think this is the second WordFest in Ovo, Ohio, 2012, at Soul Center, 311 North Montgomery, Ohio, California, 93023. And that's in Ventura County. Do come on down. And that's week after, that's on the 24th. I do that right, the 24th. I know the 17th, 24th. Yeah. So do come on down. And I want to thank all of you for listening. and just try not to live in that fishbowl, like I said, and maybe listen to some Pink Floyd for a change. God bless you all. And again, once again, thank you for listening in. Love to you all. Love and light. God bless. Have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thank you.